38 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our market's kind of defensive overnight and early this morning, but we're still cautiously optimistic that a recovery still could be in progress. Crude is up almost half a dollar, and the dollar trade is up about 45, offering mixed messages for our commodity markets this morning. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA overnight reporting system this morning, which is a mild disappointment, but nothing major. Current price action, December corn currently down a penny and a half at 368 and three quarters. Next July corn is 394 and a quarter, down one and a half. And next December corn is down a penny and a quarter at 401 and a quarter. Anything above $4 is fair game as far as we're concerned for getting some catch-up sales made for next year's corn. Soybeans, November beans down four and a half at 853. January beans, 866 and a half, down four and a half. And next November beans, currently down one and three quarters at 918 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December, 503 even, down six. March wheat has 524 even, down five and a quarter. And next July is 544, down four and a half. Kansas City wheat for December, 502 even, down five and a half. July wheat is for Kansas City is 548 even, down five and a quarter. Looking at Minneapolis, just for a catch-up here, down a penny and a half basis for December at 583 and a half. And next July is down a penny and a quarter at 605. Livestock trade climbing with hogs up better than a dollar and cattle up almost half a dollar. Harvest progress picking up speed, especially out west. Moisture levels have been slow to fall. Reports of 20% corn pretty common in Iowa. Yield losses from the winds have been kind of severe in some areas. I know around us we had some fields that were probably dealing with 100 bushel losses. Bean pods popping open and contributing to yield losses as well. Looking at the charts, the corn market still looks like it's got an inverted head and shoulders pattern, which projects a little bit higher prices yet. The bean market is trending higher, but right now it's a little bit challenged. The wheat market broke to new lows for the move, but I still think it's a fairly range-bound trade. Cautiously optimistic that the wheat market can recover and give other markets a little bit of a head start. Other than that, not much new and exciting. Hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's take a quick look at current conditions here on this Wednesday morning. Kind of a cool, calm morning across central Illinois so far today. We're at 38 degrees now with some sunshine in Urbana and an east wind, maybe a little on the brisk side at about 10 miles per hour. Temperature still catching up a little bit to our west. They're at 35 degrees in Bloomington, normal. 33 degrees in Decatur, up to 37 now in Danville, 38 in Charleston, Mattoon, and up to 40 degrees in Rantoul. Checking your weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Wind out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies for tonight will drop down to a low of 34 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 53. Could see a chance of rain after midnight tomorrow night down to below a 40. Cloudy with showers likely on Friday and a high of 49. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.